Doctor? Doc. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You can get the doc, too. All you need is a phone. You got to call 1-888-627-6008. Well, if you don't have anything important to say, where are you? You've been just come back from the moon or something? There are so many amazing things happening right now. There's a countdown going on. On Wednesday, like practically we could say the fate of the world is going to be decided. You know, is Trump going to pull the rabbit out of the hat? Or are we going to submit to a communist takeover with puppet Biden in control? Well, I've heard a lot of information going on behind the scenes. Everything you hear on the fake news media, it's all about China Joe taking over. That it's going to go according to plan. But very important bits of information have come out in the last week. Namely, well, that President Trump has reinstated America as a republic once again. And what does that mean? Well, here's a little fast history lesson. Back in 1871, the American government was broke. They went to the bankers, you know, Rothschilds and all the other people. And they made a deal. Well, you know, we'll give you the money, but we want you to turn yourself into a corporation. So legal papers were signed by the traders of that day, and the USA actually became a corporation back in 1871. Why wasn't anybody told about that? Oh, they didn't want you to know, of course. You know, that's how corrupt the politicians were even back then. Of course, political leaders of government have been corrupt throughout time. So they didn't feel anything bad about it. Anyhow, that's how it played out. Next thing you know, they imposed the Federal Reserve, a private bank to print our money, of which we have to pay money to get our money printed from. And, you know, and then the IRS was set up to illegally extort money out of the population when, you know, the original Constitution said taxes were supposed to be voluntary. Well, all that just got whitewashed swept under the carpet. And we all began to accept this reality, and still nobody was told that the U.S. government was a corporation. Well, supposedly back on just a month ago or so, and I believe it was December 9th, hey, correct me if I'm wrong, Trump signed into law, he nullified the corporation and reinstated the Republic of the United States of America. You know, if you remember the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, that's right, that, which also reminds us now America was never a democracy, it was always a republic from the beginning. Again, that's fake news media lying to you, public school lying to you, telling us that we're a democracy. No, we never were, and we may never be. But supposedly, Trump has done the legal work behind the scenes, and we are now a republic. So the last election, the president was actually running for the corporation of the United States of America. So whatever, even if no, they cheated to win, Biden and his questionable running mate there, they've been elected to something that doesn't even exist anymore. That's right. President Trump has nullified the United States of America Corporation. It doesn't exist anymore. He also canceled the debt. We all should love him for that. Canceled our debt, you know, $17 trillion. $20 trillion, whatever it was, you know, going out of control totally. So a lot's, as they say, the shit's going to hit the fan on Wednesday, and we're going to find out who's telling the truth. And, you know, it's my guess President Trump will pull the rabbit out of the hat, and Biden will probably be arrested for high treason, which means the death penalty, that's right. And all the people also being arrested, they're all going to be arrested under military law for treason or high treason, and all other kinds of crimes, too. And it will be military courts that prosecute them. And that's most likely what's going to happen on Wednesday. But you can go turn on your mainstream media news, and they're still trying to play it out like everything's going to go smooth. Biden's going to be taking control. You don't want China Joe to have control, because those kind of people like him, they're crooks. They're criminals. The evidence is against him, and they side with China, you know? Talk about siding with China. With all the censoring and stifling of free opinion on places like Twitter, they are looking more and more like the Chinese Communist Party themselves. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if China owns Twitter. They probably own Google, too. They probably own Amazon. We know they own Costco. And they own the dollar store chain system, too, probably. And they own most of the politicians, probably, in Washington, D.C. That's it. So if you're a true American, you don't want Biden to be in control of our country. I mean, you know, he's a criminal. So is Kamala. She's a criminal, too. It was brought up, if you were listening, when they had the Democratic Convention, it was brought up that she, it's known that she sided with prosecutors to withhold evidence to convict a guilty person of which she, a situation she had jurisdiction over. Well, that's a criminal. I don't care how you slice it. And, you know, everybody's complaining about how President Trump handles himself. Imagine what Kamala would be like. Hell, she, you know, if you listen to her, she's got that ghetto talk, you know. Yeah, you listen to some of her live media things, not the ones on the mainstream media TV, where she's, but she's at a rally, and she's, like, doing the ghetto talk routine to the crowd out there. Really? Talk about tasteless. An unrepresentative of a government leader. And so anyhow, it's going to play out on Wednesday. There might be a declaration of martial law set in place on Tuesday, just to make it clear to the world that no, Biden is not going to take an authoritative position. The only thing he's going to take is a jail cell down in Guantanamo until he's probably executed for high treason. And that's the information I've come across. If you've got any more accurate information, give us a call. Hey, this is the call-in radio show. But I'll tell you one thing. It's unbelievable, you know. Bear in mind that information, which I just revealed, that you then you watch these mainstream media news people. You know, I watch them because I got to watch the enemy, what they're doing. They are the enemy. They are the enemy of every American. They are the enemy of every decent human being on the face of this earth. You know, they're still perpetrating this story about Trump being the bad guy and how great everything is going to be when Biden takes command of the U.S. government, and I say he's not. But they're going to play it up, I think, until the last moment. And they are so fake. It's, we have to thank President Trump, whether you like him or not, for calling that out in the beginning, that they were fake news media. They're worse than fake news media. Nothing but puppets and parrot who parrot the same information every day. All the stations say the same thing. You know, because they're all controlled by the New World Order. You know, the group that sometimes referred just to the cabal, too. And, hey, there's a great video out there on BitChute, BitChute.com. It's called The Fall of the Cabal. And just in case you weren't aware of all the bad things going on behind the scenes, you know, people don't realize President Trump is the only leader in the world who's ever called out the pedophiles and the killers of babies and the satanic worshipers. The only human being on the face of the planet who's ever done that, that was in a position of authority, of government authority. Only one. Show me another one who had a position of authority that had the guts to come out and challenge this insanity, this satanic worship that's going on, the abduction of innocent children. Well, watch that. It's almost 3 hours long, but it's worth watching so you can find out the truth of what's going on in our world. It's been going on for a long time, thousands of years, really, but it's really gotten worse. Especially here in the United States in the last 50 years, let's say, or maybe the last 100 years. But, you know, for that alone, there should be statues all over America in honor of President Trump, because he was the only one we've got to talk about that. And, of course, mainstream media news, they don't talk about anything truth. They want to keep all the behind-the-scenes crap behind the scenes, because they're all part of the same sham. Do you realize how sickening mainstream media news is? Every one of these anchor people are teleprompter readers. That's it. That's their job. Yeah, sure, they're collecting six figures, maybe seven figures, for showing up there every day and reading off that teleprompter. Whatever is on it, that's their job. Just read it. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. Just read it. Because that's what you're getting paid for. But it's gotten so bad, mainstream media, I think the BBC was the first one to do this. Yeah, they're worse than CNN, BBC over in England there, or Britain, United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it. The guests they have on their shows, on the news shows, they have their guests reading off a teleprompter, too. So the guests only say what they want the guests to say. And, of course, it's all the same. It's all anti-Trump. It's all lies, lies, lies. And this is where we're at today. But, it's, you know, President Trump is working with the military, and they plan to arrest thousands of traitors, pedophiles, traitors to the attempted overthrow of the American government by falsifying an election. And they have enough proof that's come out there. Of course, mainstream media is not willing to share any of that proof with you. They want to pretend it wasn't happening. But if you can find that out just going on Twitter. I mean, there's a lot of good truthful information going out there on Twitter. And, of course, YouTube is part of the sham, too. You know, they'll take down they're owned by the Chinese Communist Party by now, too. They'll take down anything that tells the truth that jeopardizes the secrecy of the criminals. And that video I'm talking about that revealed what President Trump did back on December 9th, and that how he's working with the military, and they have indictments, sealed indictments to arrest thousands of people. And it's going to start on Wednesday, I believe. Might even start on Tuesday. A possibility martial law may be declared on Tuesday to make it easier for them to arrest the people. And it'll last a couple of days, probably. The word's out that between the 20th and the 22nd are going to be a lot of days of things going on. All I can say is I hope to God all the criminals get arrested. I mean, we're talking about criminals against humanity participating in the killing of babies and drinking their blood. And, of course, all the political crooks, too, that done nothing for the general public they were supposed to be serving. All they did was arrange deals that allowed them to collect a lot of bribe money and help the corporations control everything. I mean, it's amazing that how many people have fallen for the shams, you know, the COVID sham, basically. Well, sure, they've fallen for the whole scam that government actually serves the people. I mean, they never woke up to that when it was being perpetrated upon them at least 100 years ago, if not before that. And they, you know, they still swallowed all the lies. Can I say? I wrote it down in a song. You know, it's out there on YouTube. It's called The Common Man. You know, it starts off with they feed him, the common man, they feed him lies through the TV screen. And it goes down easy with a dash of truth. Controlling powers have taken control of every aspect of his life. And this is exactly what has happened. I mean, I wrote that song back in, probably about 2002 or 2003, I forget right now, you know, 18, 19 years ago I wrote that song, you know, because it was going on then, and the people still don't see what's happening. Too bad the social political songs don't get promoted anymore. Of course, everything is over controlled. They don't want people thinking, they want you to obey. And I'll mention it again if you haven't seen the movie yet, 1988 movie, with the famous professional wrestler called Rowdy Roddy Piper, you know, a legend in his own right. And he starred in the movie, and it's all about the government, how they're manipulating us, how everything has a subliminal message to it. You know, in the movie, he puts on the sunglasses, and all of a sudden he looks around, he sees all the billboards got one message, basically, obey, you know, work, pay your bills, you know, all kinds of things about being obedient to the government. You know, don't think, just obey. And you got to watch the movie. It's called They Live. You know, it's not free to watch because it's that great of a movie. So you're going to have to buy yourself a copy or download a copy. I mean, you know, buy yourself a DVD or download a copy. Whatever you choose. But it's out there, and whatever you have to pay for it, it's worth it. Because that movie alone explains also that there's aliens walking around us that have the ability to make themselves look like human beings. If only we had those sunglasses for everyone to put on right now, then people would wake up and understand the serious situation we're in. Because we have a world, yeah, aliens, and we're not talking about the ones that took the bus up from Guatemala to the Mexican-U.S. border, paid for by Soros. We're not talking about those aliens. We're talking about the extraterrestrials, ETs. Yeah, they have been controlling our world for hundreds of thousands of years. They're the ones that set up this thing called government, you know, to govern over us. They're the ones who set up the original kings and queens and ruling families. They set that all up, and they found their groups of humans that were willing to play along. And they've compromised every good thing that ever was set up. They've compromised it and end up controlling, because these slick characters from another planet, another world, you know, and there's more than one group. There's several groups here. And then there's the invisible ones, too, you know. But the ones that are visible, they can cloak themselves to make themselves look human. And this is a reality. Science has progressed way beyond what they've told you. The truth started getting stifled back about the 1910s to 1920s. There was great scientists working on true inventions like free energy. Tesla is probably the most famous. And these people, they got stifled by the world controllers, who are, you know, all the ruling families. They think they're controlling the world. Yeah, they are to some extent. All the bankers think they're controlling the world. They are to some extent. But they are all controlled by beings from another world or other worlds. There are many bad entities here. There's a famous author, Dr. J.J. Hurtak, H-U-R-T-A-K. He wrote a famous book back in 1973. It's called The Keys of Enoch. And that book explains a lot about what's been kept from us and about a lot about the advanced science, about what can be done and what can't be done, and how the higher intelligence has really unbelievably sophisticated science, real science, not this pharmaceutical crap. That's not science at all. In fact, the people got duped right about the time of the Spanish flu thing back in 1918. I mean, the real uncovering the truth is here they gave people vaccines, and that's what created an epidemic. The vaccines created an epidemic, of course, but they knew about lying to the public back then, and they twisted the whole story around that the vaccines were there to help people. They weren't. The vaccines were there killing people. Once they found out that the people were willing to accept vaccines as a legitimate treatment, well, they went on the bandwagon with that, and they continued to lie to the general public that, vaccines could help people. They can't, really. If you survive a vaccine, you probably have a good health system already. Didn't improve your health system. It put it through a traumatic event. People need to understand that, you know? And here again, we have the fake news media citing that this is the hope to end the COVID, the fake COVID pandemic. You know, this sham has been going on for 10 months, and all the real truth seekers have found out all the evidence needed to put it in proper perspective. And that is, in 2020, there were no more deaths. There were less deaths than in 2019. So how can there be an epidemic? Plus, they uncovered bribe money was convincing the heads of hospitals to give orders to their staff that if you can find a way to connect COVID to any deaths in the hospital or any sicknesses, we get grant money. So it's your duty as a doctor to do that. And people play along by obeying their superiors. And unfortunately, that is the way things are done in this world. Money decides how people make their decisions. Well, I just had to talk about all that stuff because it's playing out right now. May God help these people that took the vaccine. I mean, how can you put your trust in something that there's no guarantees with? And you can't sue the companies because the laws have been put in place that you can't sue these people if you have problems. Well, that's not too good. So I'm wishing everybody good luck in this, and wishing that everybody wakes up. And it's time to start thinking. You know, too many people have been brainwashed to believe what the authorities tell them. That's the way it is right now, and that is not good. Not at all. And all I can say is that you, the people, the listeners, have to start thinking for yourselves. There's a lot of good things on the future. The new reality is taking hold. 5D Earth is a reality that is taking place. And that's the reality that's happening right now. You wonder why people want to believe a lying government that has been proved to be liars. You wonder why. Why do they still believe them? Have people lost the ability to think for themselves? A little technical difficulty there, but it's been taken care of. Anyhow, hey, this is a live radio show. You have a phone, you can call in. Number here is 888-627-6008. And all you need is a telephone to speak your mind, but you know, all I can say is that, hey, if you think that government is going to help you, you are sadly wrong. You are so wrong. Because government has become the enemy of the people. I don't know what I can say to change your mind on this, but I wish I could say something to change your mind. Here's something to think about. Did you know that one electron is all electrons? Now, you know, it takes a scientific mind to figure out that riddle, but that little bit of information comes out of a book called The Keys of Enoch. That's right. And in that specific little book, there is a multitude of information. You know? And I also tell people to, if you need an introduction to total reality, read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for this show. And there is explanations for just about everything. Plus, I redefined certain words like coincidence, which is actually the coinciding of something that's been pre-planned to coincide at some point in the future. You know? A coincidence is not something that happens just by chance. And I also redefined the definition of truth. The old accepted definition of truth was set up by scientists that were limited in their thinking. And so they set it overly restrictive. Well, you have to prove it. Well, truth cannot always be proved by limited science. And we're here on planet Earth, and we have limited science here, mainly because the more advanced science has been squandered and kept from the general public. That's us. You know, did you know you're a member of the general public? Well, maybe you didn't know, but you are. And one thing for sure is that you've been lied to. You've been deprived of knowledge. Free energy exists, but it's been kept from you. You know, there's a lot of interesting things that get posted out on YouTube, and people are discovering some of the things that came and went because government made an effort. The world controllers made an effort to stifle it, so it couldn't progress any further.
Namely, when Tesla had invented free energy, people were setting up their own free energy transformers to take care of whole towns. And they were using poles with crossbars at the top, the kind we see that was eventually used by telegraph lines. And whole communities could get free energy. Of course, the people that make money off of energy went out of their way to close these things down. Just like they, you know, just like Twitter closes accounts down, YouTube takes your video off because they say you're violating their rules, and et cetera, et cetera. But then there was this guy, Rafe, back in the 20s or 30s, who invented the cure for any virus. Well, if they really wanted to cure this COVID, the knowledge is there already. You know, it's basically a frequency, a vibration can kill any virus. And you can create that frequency by pulsating different colored lights. So instead of putting people on respirators, which has been found actually helps kill them, people should be showing up at new technology centers and perhaps sit in a room and be exposed to the light frequency, whatever that frequency is for the coronavirus, and it'll shatter all the virus, just like an opera singer shatters a glass. It's really that simple. Meanwhile, your lying politicians and lying media, they're all part of the same sham with Big Pharma. You know, they're trying to force everyone, basically, or con you into believing vaccines can help you. There is no logic to that. First of all, vaccines have never cured anything. And, you know, and because you believe that, they're conning you further. Because this is such a money-making scheme, you know? Every time I turn on mainstream media, they're talking about, Biden's going to ask for $1 trillion to fight the coronavirus. And out of that $1 trillion, that's your tax money being wasted, you know? These companies aren't giving vaccines to people for free. Your tax money is being used to buy these vaccines that are useless in ending coronavirus, if it is a virus, because people have brought up the fact that, well, it's not even a virus, really. It's, you know, something else. It's no more than a cold, is what I say. I mean, when you're talking about a 99%, 99.8% survival rate, which is what the real scientists have figured out, you're talking something no more dangerous than a cold. It doesn't matter how easily it can get passed along, because if you catch it, you get rid of it right away. I mean, there are some people that have really weakened immune systems, and anything can tick them off to where they get seriously ill. But that's such a small percentage of the population. People die every day from 1,000 different causes. And if you were told the truth about what death really is, means, you wouldn't even be afraid of it anymore. You know? But again, more truth that's being held from you. And along with, like, who you really are. You know, everything you heard from the time you were born is a lie. You're a spiritual being experiencing existence in a physical body here on Earth. You are from the higher realms already. And that information is available from many sources. But that's the truth that needs to be taught, to not only to you, the grown-ups, but to the school children, too, who they really are. And what else have we learned in the last 10 months? No, lockdowns don't stop an easily transmitted virus, which is really no more worse than a cold. And masks don't stop it either. So why do they keep forcing everybody into this lockdown. So again, it's about money. It's about world control. What have they succeeded in doing? Well, they haven't succeeded in eliminating the virus. I mean, I already told you what the cure is. It's a vibrational cure. It has nothing to do with putting poisons. Well, vaccines are poisons. They never want to talk about the ingredients, but those of us that have researched it, yeah, there's all kinds of poisons in every vaccine that's ever been made. So, if anything, it's going to help bring you closer to your death by taking the vaccine. Isn't that funny? They want to give it to the most susceptible people first, get rid of that lot. You know, again, it all fits together if you understand the big picture. Here on Earth, it's the cabal controlling everything, the New World Order. Their agenda is to depopulate the world by 90%, if not 95%. And all these things are part of that depopulation. Plus, they haven't told you why the people are susceptible to this. Well, first of all, it's a contrived in the laboratory virus. They did this on purpose because they wanted to find something that was passed along easy so they could create the fear and sell you on the worthless vaccines. But they were hoping that you wouldn't question anything, and then they could put the nanobots in it, and they could put the tracking devices in it, and they could put the DNA altering stuff, because they want to change the world controllers want to change humans. They don't want them to be free thinking anymore. They want you to be robots. Just go to work and do the chores we tell you, and go home to your jail cell, because social behavior has been outlawed. And you're going along with this. Unbelievable. You know, you got to stand up and fight for your rights. You have a right to live a life, you know. It's called life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's in the U.S. Constitution. And, you know, it's an inalienable right guaranteed every human on the face of the earth. And they are so hell-bent on taking that away from you because they want to control you. They don't want free thinking. Do you realize how many things have been done against you to weaken you in the last 100 years? First of all, there was a concerted effort to get rid of real medicine that might help you back in the 20s and 30s, by the pharmaceutical industry, of course. Who else? And with the approval of the New World Order and the bankers. You know, bankers are involved in everything, especially with money and world control. But their day is coming to an end. And so eventually they got people to trust in modern medicine, which is really not medicine. It's pharmaceutical concoctions. They get you to believe that it's medicine. You've been lied to again. And this continued, and it's continued. Then they have movies showing people getting injections. And the movies also showed you the mad scientists that would inject people to try to kill them, too. That's exactly what's happening today. And some of these people that are sticking the needles in people, they don't know they're participating in the destruction of the human race. You know, it's already been figured out this vaccine creates sterility in human beings. So why, especially if you're a younger person, why would you want to run out there and sterilize yourself, you know? And, you know, it's that crazy. But what else has been happening that brought this situation on, how they've been taking away your rights? They did it and weakened your body. Well, after World War II, they started coming out with all these fake food products that have no value whatsoever, but with the commercials, they got hold of the children's minds. It went to the parents, oh, mommy, get me this, daddy, get me this. And our good parents from back from that day, they bought their children whatever the children wanted. And consequently, the Americans growing up after World War II, there was a large percentage of the population that was living on candy and junk food. And they were deficient in nutrients. And they tried to sell you vitamin pills, you know. First, we're going to starve you nutritionally by selling you fake food, denaturized food, and then we're going to sell you vitamins because there is no vitamins left in the food. because we destroyed them all. And then they got in the business of, let's take away people's rights through the motor vehicles, you know, that they drive. And it started probably back in the 50s when they first thing was, take away the things that people loved. You know, people in the 50s loved the cars with the rocket ships and the big fin tails on them. The whole world loved those cars, too. They were works of art. So the government went and made laws that said, yo, you couldn't put fins on, you know, one person maybe got pushed, accidentally pushed up against a pointed fin on a car, and they said, oh, you can't have that. That's a danger. You know, never mind that you love the way it looks. It's dangerous. You can't have that. Then they started putting seatbelts in cars. Nobody ever wore them. But, you know, it was all planned. Then they made laws force you to wear a seatbelt. And then they put the enlarged seatbelt where it straps across your chest. And that was a plan to take away your oxygen. Because when you're riding around the car and you got a strap over your chest, that's preventing you from fully breathing, which means you get less oxygen in your body. You know, that's related to COVID, really. Because COVID people, you know, those people are, they're suffering from lack of oxygen, you know, as an ingredient that's connected to COVID. And, you know, this just continued and continued, and then they've come out with the 5G, even though real doctors warned that this is an unhealthy thing to do because it deprives your body. The 5G broadcasting frequencies deprives your body of oxygen. That's right. Your body is less the ability of your natural body to bring oxygen to the cells, and if your cells don't have oxygen, they die. You know, and you get weakened. And this is part of the problem. Of course, they back in the early 1900s, they started chlorinating the water, you know, which creates at least 300 different toxic compounds, some of which don't get broken down too early. But, you know, in the sake of having tap water, that was okay. You know, nobody was told the consequences down the road, cancers and stuff like that. That cancer started shortly after, between 10 and 20 years after they started putting chlorine in the water. You know, they had some legitimate reasons for it. People started getting cancer in huge amounts. It was never a problem before. And then they came up with the idea, and then it was first started with the Nazis, to put fluoride in because it calcifies your pineal gland, which is a spiritual connection. And you know, they lied to you and said, oh, it's good for your children's teeth, you know. They come up with this nonsense all the time. And you keep believing it because you were brainwashed from birth to trust authorities. And when you didn't trust them, they made laws to force you to trust them, whether you liked it or not. And, of course, what about the shutdown of our DNA centers, you know? We all have, you know, it's known that the humans are running on two strands of DNA when we have actually 12. The scientists mislabeled the other 10 as junk DNA because they've been deactivated on purpose, of course, because that way we're more easy to control. We lost our spiritual connections. Plus, they set up an electronic fence. The high-tech evil ETs came to our world and set up an electronic fence around the Earth to further quarantine us and see the planet or quarantine, just like they're doing now. They're asking you to quarantine for no reason at all based on a test that isn't worth crap. And with the lockdowns, it's quarantining people, too. You get the plan? And this is a method that helps them control you, the average person. And, you know, you have to wake up and understand what is happening to you, that you are being manipulated and lied to and deceived to no end, and the end result is depopulation. The end result is making you sicker than you thought you were. You know, or you wouldn't be naturally sick, but they want to make you sick, and then they want to sell you. If you listen to the big pharmaceutical commercials on TV, you'll quickly see that every product they're selling you has bad side effects. Not one or two, dozens of bad side effects. And they'll run through maybe a dozen, and then they'll tell you additional side effects are possible also. And many of these products, one of the side effects is death. And they're trying to sell you this stuff, you know? And then they tell you, consult your doctor if you should take this or not. And this is the nonsense we're going through. Well, so much for that. I hope I've educated a few people. This is an educational show. We're coming to the end of the show here. And, what can I say before I end the show? Hey, I got a new video up there on YouTube. It's called Anatomy 2. You know, A-N-A-T-O-M-Y, and then the numeral 2. And it's a philosophical song. Compares a woman to a man. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown now, Mr. Engineer, and you can take us out of here with some of my original music. And if you've seen the show before, you know what the songs are. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Oh, well. I guess it isn't time to end the show yet. So I'll have to keep talking until the engineer gets control of the dials and does what he needs to do to bring the show to an end. That is right. It can happen, but it's not going to happen right this second. So anyhow, when you got nothing to do, if you want to learn more, listen to my, I've got 23 music videos out there on YouTube. And they are philosophical. They're fun. Subway Fantasy 2, it's all about fun. It starts off like a roller coaster ride. You've never seen a video that really brings up the energy by what is being shown on the screen. That's right. You know, I just want to say, somebody recently went on Twitter, I don't want to mention any names, but this, she looks like a woman, is claiming that she is the President of the United States. She is the Queen of Queens, and she is the Justice of the Ages. Yeah, you know, how can anyone really expect people to believe something so fantastic as that? You know, what else? She said she's been the president since 2013. You know, either these tweets out there are for entertainment purposes, or this person is delusional, or she's being mind controlled to go out and say this to mislead people. She also changed the calendar date, yeah. You know, the calendar date might get changed when the event finally happens, which is the extraterrestrials landing on our world. It is destined to happen. And when they do, they will arrest all the people that haven't been arrested already, all of the cabal, and they will be given one last chance or taken to the central sun where they get tossed in and disintegrated, and it will be as if they didn't exist. Yeah, that's kind of what Twitter does to people, you know. Why should, you know, what's wrong with doing it to evil people? Yeah, when you get banned from Twitter, they not only take take you off the site, but all the tweets you ever made disappear from everybody else's tweet records as if they didn't even exist. Well, how about that? If that isn't Twitter playing God, and I hear the other places do that too, Facebook and stuff, you know. the conglomerate. So, yeah, what else? Yeah, that's what I forgot to mention. The accomplishments of the fake plandemic. You know, they've taken something that's catchy, but no more dangerous than a cold. And with that, they've destroyed millions of small businesses, which makes more profit for people like Amazon, Walmart, Costco, owned by the Chinese. You know, most people don't realize that. Costco, COSCO, Chinese Overseas Company. That's it. And what else has been happening? And, oh, yeah, on the 5th, David Wilcox, if you're familiar with it, he had a video out here from his home, and he was telling us about how the U.S. is on high alert for an attack on the Chinese people, and why do we have to take that seriously? Because it turns out the Obama administration sold them weapons technology. Yeah, the Chinese government now has silent flying saucers so they can try to sneak up on us. And they have small nuclear bombs, too. That's right. And what else did they uncover? Oh, yeah, they found an underground camp of 50,000 Chinese soldiers just waiting to go into action. Yeah, they might try to pull this attack off on the Wednesday, too. Who knows? Well, we're as ready as we can be. And this is what's going on behind the scenes. Mainstream media will never tell you. They only want to tell you what the teleprompter tells them to tell you. That's it. Remember that. Everybody at News Anchor is a teleprompter reader. And most of the guests they have on the shows are reading off teleprompters, too. They don't want anybody expressing any individual opinions. That doesn't fit in with the New World Order. People are to obey orders and follow instructions. That's it. Okay, I think it's time for end of the show here. We'll try again. Mr. Engineer, I want you to take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Oh, well, you know, sometimes... I don't know. After walk his dog? I don't know. The engineer is apparently not listening at the time he should be listening, but oh well. We'll just continue here talking. There's always an infinite amount of things to talk about on this show, because I talk about everything. And you ought to be concerned about everything right now. You know, the Galactic Federation, if you don't know about the Galactic Federation, also known as the Galactic Federation of Light, also sometimes abbreviated GFOL, which stands for the Galactic Federation of Light, that's a group of extraterrestrials, good ones, not the bad ones, they are the good ones, of about 52 different star nations from different parts of the galaxy. Our galaxy, the Milky Way, and they are here in large numbers in our solar system. They're removing some of the bad obstacles that have been put around the Earth, taking away the negative energy fields, removing the Alpha Draconian reptilian spaceship that are hanging around our planet, and they've moved a lot of bad guys from that were hiding out underground, mostly reptilians. And the last bit of their rescue of planet Earth and saving of humanity from the dark side before they really clamp down on us, and they are doing their best to clamp down on us, is the surface population, which, I said before, it's going to happen in your lifetime. It's going to happen soon. It might happen before the end of the year, you know? And... they have to 2025 to do it, but I think it's going to happen way sooner before that. They're going to break into all the communications on all the networks, broadcasting networks, and they're going to do it just like a science fiction movie. They're going to be saying, people of Earth, we are the Galactic Federation, and we are going to land our spacecraft tomorrow. And then we are going to give you, the people, of Earth your freedom back, and we'll give you galactic law, which allows for freedom, free energy, and plenty of everything for everybody without limit. You know, something to look forward to. And so you ought to get acquainted. Just go on the internet. On Twitter, there's plenty of information about the Galactic Federation of Light. They took down their sites. Twitter took down the representatives of the some of the Galactic Federation people. They took their sites down and they put them back up again. They took them down again and they put them back up again because they're not going to stand for a bunch of criminals overriding them. They have the technology to do anything. You know, they've saved planet Earth numerous times from nuclear war because they have the technology to do that. They can hover a craft over a nuclear site and just shut everything down. That's how powerful their science is. Plus, they want to bring us healing chambers. There's a site on Twitter called at Galactic Beings. Instead of an S at the end, there's a Z. At Galactic Beings. And if you search that site, they have pictures of all the high-tech medical equipment. It's non-invasive. They use frequencies, probably, or light. And, well, light is a frequency, too. Every light has its own frequency. And they can do miraculous things. They can make you young again. They can heal every ailment in your body. And the list just goes on and on. And that's real health care. And it's going to be for free as soon as they land. So we really want them to land as soon as possible because, you know, Big Pharma still holds all the cards with health care because they bribed all the doctors to play along with their system. The doctors don't know any better. You know, the people, especially the young doctors who graduated from med school recently, they don't know anything about real health care because they're not taught anything about real health care. All they're taught is that how to use pharmaceutical products. And then the pharmaceutical, and this is straight from the pharmaceutical salesman, I got this info. Big Pharma makes the appointment. The pharmaceutical salesman enters the doctor's office. The doctor gives the salesperson a list of all the perks he wants, and then it's the salesman's job to cut down the number of perks, and they come to an agreement, and the doctor agrees to promote their product. So when you go visit your doctor and you tell him your symptoms and stuff like that, he looks in his handbook at what products does the company I need to deal with. And that's what they prescribe to you.
Go on, baby.
Now, I think it's really about time to end the show. I'm going to do the countdown and end the show with my original music. And hey, I got 23 original music videos out on YouTube.
There's your last ones out too.
Yeah, the newest one is Anatomy 2. And then I'd say the best one is Subway Fantasy 2. It will knock your socks off. It rocks. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked 'cause I caught their eye. nobody's sleeping. I don't want to join them in my grief. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.